This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, the SRC president calls for more cultural immersion experiences after Sacramento State University president's public lecture, and another Queensbeck toxic fire ignites, causing health concerns. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. The Mahosuthu University of Technology Student Center was alive with inspiration and reflection on 5 November 2025 when Dr. Luke Wood, president of California State University, Sacramento, delivered a stirring public lecture on transforming university cultures to ensure that every student truly belongs and thrives. Addressing a packed audience of students, staff, and community members, Dr. Wood spoke passionately about inclusivity and the importance of creating campuses that welcome and support students who have historically felt marginalized or overlooked. Drawing from his own journey as a first-generation college student and former foster youth, Dr. Wood emphasized the need for institutions to provide both opportunity and belonging, a message that deeply resonated with the MUT community. Among those most moved was MUT Students Representative Council President Mdumseni Konko, who publicly committed to expanding cultural immersion opportunities for MUT students. To an enthusiastic applause, he said that he was inspired by President Luke Wood's inclusive approach towards making students' experiences more productive, memorable, and successful. He added that he felt as a president, he would honor his responsibility by ensuring that students are able to experience Sacramento State and that even our sports teams may get a chance to play against Sacramento State teams. In other news, an underground toxic fire has been choking Queensburg and other surrounding areas southwest of Durban. According to Ward 65 Councillor Samantha Van Fokkel, the source has been confirmed as an illegal dump site on Umkumban Road in Chesterville. She says addressing the issue requires excavation of the sites as the fire is burning deep underground. Residents say they are feeling the effects of the fumes. Megan Peake has tried to describe the odor that has been hanging in the air. And finally, Umlingisi Uloyiso McDonald usekhuthaze amadoda angenayo inzalo ukuthi wathi amayongezenyezi njengoba lesi kuyisimo esingaholela ekutheni angabi nokuzethemba ngenxa yengcindezi anayo. Usho lokho ekhuluma nabezindaba njengoba indawo kaLazarus ayilingisa emdlalweni inimba kuMzansi Magic ikhuluma ngabesilisa abangabatholi abantwana. Uloyiso uthe naye indawo ayilingisayo imfundise ngokuningi okungaholela ekutheni amadoda enze noma yini ukuze abuyise isithunzi sawo emphakathini noma emndenini yawo. Lo mlingisi okhulele ePantown eThekwini uthe ukwandiswa kweziqephu zalo mdlalo njengoba usuyoze uphele ngonyaka ozalo kubajabulisile bengabasebenzi abakuwona, kodwa futhi kwabathweswa umthwalo njengoba sekumele basebenze kanzima. Uthe yize eseke wabonakala kweminye imidlalo okukhona kuyo isidingo the need, izabalaza, kodwa umdlalo iThe Queen nenimba yiyona emenze yawagqama emkhakheni wokulingisa. Manje uthe ubheke phambili ekutheni athole amanye amathuba kulo mkhakha angawufundelanga wagogoda, kodwa ubonga unina ngokumhambisa iPlayhouse lapha eThekwini, lapho afunda khona amakilasi amancane agcina igqamisa ithalente lakhe. In your financial markets this morning, a short while ago, gold was selling at $4,204 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent crude oil cost $62.68, $1 cost R17.07, euros are trading at R19.77, and one Bitcoin cost R1,738,136. A recap on your top stories this hour. The SRC president calls for more cultural and immersion experiences after Sacramento State University president's public lecture, and another Queensburg fire, toxic fire ignites, causing health concerns. I will be back with another full news bulletin at 9 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I am Sianda Kumalo.
This is MUT Radio Podcast.